Joe Biden offers work permits to 75,000 Ukrainians. By Neil Monroe on March 3, 2022. President Joe Biden's pro-migration chief of Homeland Security is offering temporary residence and work permits to roughly 75,000 Ukrainian tourists, visa workers, and illegal migrants, including many young men, who are already in the United States. The award of temporary protected status, TPS, for 18 months was announced by Alejandro Mayorkas, the Cuban-born immigrant who runs the Department of Homeland Security. Russia's premeditated and unprovoked attack on Ukraine has resulted in an ongoing war, senseless violence, and Ukrainians forced to seek refuge in other countries. In these extraordinary times, we will continue to offer our support and protection to Ukrainian nationals in the United States. The award does not exclude fighting-age Ukrainian men who could go home to protect their nation. The TPS aid for migrants also reduces the chance that those migrants will return home to strengthen their country after the war. Biden's deputies have also stopped deportations of illegal migrants back to several East European countries, including the nation of Georgia, which is about 600 miles from Ukraine's eastern border, according to CBS.com. Amid the ongoing humanitarian crisis occurring in Ukraine, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has paused repatriation flights to Ukraine, an agency spokesperson told CBS News. ICE will continue to monitor the ongoing situation and make operational changes as necessary. Congressional officials were informed that ICE also paused deportations flights to Russia and another seven countries, including Belarus, Georgia, Hungary, Moldova, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia, a person briefed on the matter told CBS News. Business-backed advocates for more migration touted the decision as a boost for the cause of migration, which often amounts to a deliberate policy of extracting more workers, renters, and consumers from poor countries for use in the United States. Doris Landivert, a TPS holder who works as a spokesman for the National TPS Alliance Lobby Group, said, "This is great news, even if it is long overdue. It is necessary but still not sufficient. We hope President Biden takes additional action, and more swiftly, to assist the millions of Ukrainian refugees fleeing for their lives. The days ahead will be the measure of President Biden's presidency. He has the legal, political, and moral authority to defend immigrant and refugee rights, and we hope and pray that he summons the courage at a pivotal moment to do the right thing. He can turn the tide on Trumpism once and for all, or he can succumb to it. Biden must continue to lead the way in protecting migrants and refugees." The lobby group was formed to protect the roughly 700,000 population of TPS migrants, some of whom have been in the United States for 30 years. The TPS decision is good news for businesses because it provides them with another 50,000 working-age migrants. The extra supply of labor will cut wages and reduce pressure on companies to invest in wealth-generating, labor-saving machines. "Our government's policies and actions must reflect a commitment to protecting the most vulnerable, regardless of nationality," said Ali Nourani, who runs the National Immigration Forum. President Biden's decision to grant TPS to Ukrainians currently in the U.S. is an important move that speaks to our history as a safe haven for those facing oppression. In addition to granting TPS for Ukrainians, the Biden administration should prioritize rebuilding our refugee resettlement infrastructure and capacity to continue our legacy as a welcoming beacon of democracy. Since at least 1990, the D.C. establishment has used a wide variety of excuses and explanations to justify its policy of extracting tens of millions of immigrants and visa workers from poor countries to serve as workers, consumers, and renters in the U.S. economy. The economic strategy of extraction migration has no stopping point, and it is harmful to ordinary Americans because it cuts their career opportunities and their wages while also raising their housing costs. Extraction migration also curbs Americans' productivity, shrinks their political clout, and widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' coastal states and the Republicans' heartland states. The economic strategy also kills many migrants, separates families, and damages the economies of the home countries. An economy built on extraction migration also radicalizes Americans' democratic, compromise promoting civic culture and allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. The wealth-shifting extraction migration policy is very unpopular, according to a wide variety of polls. The polls show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. The opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that Americans owe to one another.